know him from the Smiley Morning Show. Now he's got his own show. Radio Theology is on ZPL.
If you think I'm going to take care of my own backside, you're in for a big surprise.
That's true.
Up in the bag and bound and over the head of the
I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to sleep tonight. I don't know what flight I'm supposed to be on. I just need an adult.
So you couldn't get to your travel destination and sit on the beach in tan all week.
Woo! I'm working really hard not to pee here, guys.
You just picked up a poop nugget.
With your foot.
You guys got to taste these Jimmy Chums.
You can see me. Speak to me.
Yeah, that when a mommy loves a daddy, they hug in a special way.
Sure, if you want me to. I'm here for 2 years, by the way.
Is someone sauteing onions?
Here's Pub Pastor Darren.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, my goodness.
Indianapolis.
That's fun.
Are you guys ready to have a good Sunday morning? Because I know we are. We're back with you. We are local. We are live. This is happening right now.
Yeah.
This is not pre-recorded. This is not in the can.
We're here right now. We're tired, too.
I agree.
Wake up, everybody.
I'm waiting for this coffee to kick in just like you are. Welcome back to Radio Theology, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, and music here on 99.5 ZPL. Darren Early Wine, your host here with Lisa and Ryan, and as always, producer Katie. We are ready to bring you guys quality entertainment for the next 3 hours.
Top notch.
It's going to be a good morning. We know this because Lisa's already crying this morning in studio.
Yes, I am. I am lacking a little sleep.
Yes.
I have a newborn, so there's that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just my overall lack of emotional control.
Should be good.
Yeah, it's
going to be
great. Good.
Were you like this before kids?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I tried to cry every day. Not tried, but like accepted the fact that it's emotionally healthy to cry every day. Just let it out.
Yeah.
Don't pent up any emotion. Just right away.
Oh, man. I was surprised at which, I mean, that was so easy. Like in the commercial break before we came on, you mentioned some song, country song.
Stupid country music gets me every time.
And like immediately I saw the Lisa trigger. I was like, oh, boy, it's over. It's over.
Well, then you said it out loud, which is why I started crying. You called me out on
it. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy.
You just let it go. Just breathe past it.
Right.
I might have been able to control myself.
You might just have something in your eye a little bit over there on the side.
It should be good.
I think a bug just flew into my eye. Lots of bugs.
If you can identify with Lisa's issues with crying, you know what I mean? We'd love to hear from you this morning. Maybe you actually have something going on in your life. That as you listen to the show, you're like, you know what? I actually am crying about this, and I could use some help. We're always here for you here on Radio Theology. You can give us a call all morning, 317-228-1099. We'd love to join your issue, maybe help you with the tears. Who knows what could happen? I mean, can I do a humble parent brag real quick?
Absolutely.
You're gonna anyway. I mean, really.
Show, right? You're halfway there anyway. Yeah,
it's
go ahead.
It's true. My son Cole, so proud of him.
Yeah.
We played a whole week of baseball. He was in fuego, my friends.
Yeah.
That means on fire.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, for you non-Spanish speakers.
You've been listening to Despacito, apparently.
I have been. Despacito, which means little bit. Anyway, so my son Cole, he just hit the crap out of the ball this week. Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah.
Yes,
I just
you already did.
He went like 18 for 22. He hit for the cycle during this tournament. Singles, doubles, triples, and that's right, my friends, a dinger.
Well, he went yard.
He went yard. And if you think as a dad you're going to play it cool when your kid goes yard and be like, good hit, man. Awesome.
Yeah.
Nope, you're not. You're going to jump around with your hands in the air screaming, yeah! And you don't care who sees you.
Oh, that's awesome.
But anyway, we just got back late last night. And it was great. I was woke up this morning at 4:30 by the sound of a dog barking.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
Your own dog?
I realized it was my own dog.
There you go.
He was at the back door.
What's your dog's name?
His name's Theo.
Yeah, Pup Theo.
Pup Theo.
Sounds like a trend.
It's a play on Pup Theo, your ministry.
Yeah, it is.
All right, why was Theo barking?
Well, I went down to the back door, and there was a cat just staring at Theo, being like, you can't get me because this plane of glass. And so I thought maybe his barking and crying at the back door was just about the cat. So I went back upstairs to go back to bed because it was 4:30 in the morning.
Okay, right.
Little did I know, Theo was actually, the cat was just a happenstance coincidence of joy for him.
Cute.
The problem was that his dog bowels were full of dog diarrhea.
Dog bowels. Ugh.
So after I was trying to figure out why didn't he come back upstairs,
I
glanced downstairs and realized, I've got a 4:30 chore.
A little gift for you.
Hey, welcome home, Dad.
Stupid dog.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
I've got a friend named Dan who lives in Chicago, and he said that his girlfriend's dog, when they were living together, his dog had had an accident while he was home, but he didn't know that he had set up the Roomba, you know, those like Roomba vacuum cleaners.
Oh, yeah. Automatic vacuums.
Yeah, he said he walked back into the apartment. The dog had had an accident while he was at work while the Roomba was on. He said there were perfect like parallelograms of dog crap just all over the living room. Just like, he was like, what is happening?
If you came back from some kind of great summer vacation, I hope your 4:30 wake-up call was better than mine with a whole living room full of dog doo-doo.
Oh,
anyway, we don't usually talk about dog doo-doo,
no.
But it just happened to be how we're starting the 9 o'clock.
Are you kidding? This whole show is poop jokes.
Oh, boy.
This is Radio Theology, your weekly dose of faith, hope, love, music, and evidently poop jokes. Right here on 99.5 ZPO.
That's what I like.
I like that he says scampi in that song.
It's good. Scampi.
Scampi. It's probably the only song in all of music that's like, let's throw the word scampi in there. Bruno, what you got? I got it. Here we go. Hit record.
You know what I heard in real conversation yesterday?
What's that?
Stud muffin.
Did you know?
Yes, some old lady called my husband a stud muffin.
Wow. Are you like, that's right.
Well, so true, but stud muffin?
Yeah. And step away, lady.
Right. And a
stud muffin?
10 feet.
Dad bod.
Back up, grandma. That's my muffin. Anyway. Hey, it's going to be a beautiful Sunday, 84 degrees and sunny. I don't know where you're on your way to, but I hope it's somewhere fun. This is Radio Theology on 99.5 ZPL. Darren Earlywine here with you, Lisa and Ryan, as well as producer Katie. Love to see you tonight downtown at Encore on the Roof, fifth floor of the Regent's Tower. We got a pool up on a roof. We got the sunshine. We just need you. Carter from the Smiley Morning Show is going to be there. Don't miss it. Starts at 4, goes till 10. Get down there and hang out with us tonight. You can check that out on the ZPL website and or Encore on the Roof. We love social media.
We do.
We love staying connected with you guys. And if you haven't liked our Facebook page for Radio Theology, you need to do so. You won't regret it. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. We're all over the place, my friends.
Yeah,
good.
And sometimes on Facebook, we get awesome messages like we just got from James. Ryan, what does he have to say?
Yeah, he says, good morning. I found your show a few weeks ago, and I enjoy it greatly.
Wow, James. Thank you.
James, we enjoy you, James.
Yes, we do, James.
We love you, James. James goes on, he says, I found being a gay man, it's hard to find a church where I am not judged. I feel I can listen here and get what I need without any discrimination. I would also like you to say a prayer for my mom as she is just out of the hospital and needs some healing. I'm on my way up I-69 to visit her.
Wow, that's very cool, James.
Thanks for the note,
James.
Isn't
that what we do here?
That's true.
That's
you know
it.
What?
That's
we have
point.
Said, Radio Theology. It counts.
It counts.
It does count.
If you can't go to church, it counts.
You know what? Why don't we do this? There's no time like the present. James is on his way up to visit his mom. She's sick. He's driving up I-69. Ask us to pray for him. How about we pray for James' mom right now? If you're listening, maybe you're the praying type.
Yeah.
If you're not, just chill out. We're going to play Shawn Mendes here in a minute. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to pray for James and his mom. God, thanks for this morning. Thanks for the sunshine. Thanks for Bruno Mars and Shawn Mendes. And we thank you for James's mom. We don't know why she's sick or what's going on with her, but we just pray that she would just experience a strong healing, that your spirit would bring strength and health into her life. We pray for James that he would be a great support and an encouragement to his mom. And we thank you so much for his love for his mom. And pray this would be a special day from them, for them. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
There you go, James. You call in, you request, you tweet us, you send us an email. Boom. Prayer on demand. That's how it happens.
Yeah. Prayer on demand.
I like what he said, too, where he's just like, hey, this is a safe radio show for me to be able to listen to and not feel discriminated against or judged or anything. And that's really... You know, what we're trying to do here in Indy, and it's been beautiful over the past, 6 months, 7 months?
Today is the 40th show.
Hey, all right.
That's
40.
Fun. Yeah. We're doing it, guys.
In dog years.
But it's cool. You know, hearing Hoosiers connect with other Hoosiers, and we get to be a part of that, and you guys get to be a part of spreading a little bit more faith, hope, and love around the airwaves.
Absolutely.
Woo!
Yeah.
Love it.
Absolutely. So, hey, we've been talking today about Lisa's tear ducts. And how they're always overactive.
They are.
And Lisa, you've been crying a bunch. And one of the things you've been crying about is this Trace Atkins song. Tell us about that.
Oh, my goodness. Overactive tear ducts, for sure. I thought, once I have this baby, I'm going to stop crying. No, I keep crying more and more every day since. Part of it is because I think I expect it to keep getting easier. Oh. And it keeps getting harder. And then this song comes into my head.
Uh-huh. And you're a farm girl,
you're
too, so you like
this.
Country music.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, but people are like, you're going to miss these days. And I'm like, I don't think so. And then I sing this song out loud, which is my first mistake.
Yeah.
And then I cry even harder.
Yeah.
Because so you're saying basically, are you going to miss this, like, diapers, crying, right, meltdowns, yeah, these early toddler years.
Right, the not being able to put down my son because he doesn't know how to settle himself to sleep.
Mm.
Oh, and the simultaneously washing my daughter's mouth out with soap because she won't stop talking back at 2 years old.
Oof.
Right, these are the things.
Sassy.
I'm like, I don't know. I think if we breeze past this, I'll look back and be like, well, we lived, so yeah.
So you want to find out, you want to find out just the vote, Indy.
Right. Yes.
Are you
Indy mothers and fathers.
Yeah.
Are we going to miss it?
Are we going to miss the toddler years?
Or are we going to look back and be like, okay.
Sayonara.
See ya.
Yeah.
317-228-1099. We want to hear your thoughts. Do you think you're going to miss the toddler years when they're gone, the infant years, or wherever you're at in that stage of parenting? Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 317-228-1099. We got Alyssa on the phone. Let's see what she has to say.
Okay, so wait. So yeah. At some point, Alicia, at some point, you had a one-month, And a 1 year old?
Yes.
Oh gosh. Wow.
My kids are 13 months apart. So I So now that my son is actually turning 12 next month, and that's when I really go back and I think, you know, I really miss the being kids. You know, I miss
Alicia,
you know, them.
Are you Alicia, are you getting teary right now?
Just a little bit because you played that song.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's the song.
Now,
is
it the song or is it because you genuinely miss those times?
Like I said, I miss parts. Like I miss, you know, the kids, you know, learning things together, you know, sitting on the floor and holding, you know, my newborn with my, you know, my 1 year old the first time he met her, you know, the look on his eyes and him wanting to play with her and him throwing cars at her head because he didn't understand, you know.
Nice.
But, You know, those are the parts I miss. Now, the parts of, you know, being up until 3 a.m. when I have to be up at 6 a.m. for work and driving her around because she won't fall asleep and stuff like that, that I don't miss so much. But I do miss, you know, like I said, you know, the quiet moments. They're few and far between, but I do miss those moments, so...
Well, awesome. Well, listen, thank you for calling in and giving us your perspective. We'll see if anybody else in Indianapolis agrees with you. But enjoy your 12-year-old and your, almost 11-year-old, right?
Almost 11-year-old, yep. This month, my son turns 12, and next month, my daughter turns 11.
Awesome.
Great, awesome.
That's great.
Congratulations. Thanks for calling in this morning.
Oh, it's good days.
Yeah.
What do you think? We had Linda online when we lost her. Linda, call back in, 317-228-1099. If are we going to miss these early years? And now, you know, Lisa, I've got a little bit of perspective on you. I have in the next 2 weeks, I'm going to have a 13-year-old.
Wow.
And then I'll have a 10-year-old, and my 6-year-old's turning 7. Oh, and we just got back from Myrtle Beach. Took a little baseball trip down there. And the thought of the morning, I'm going to give to you here a little bit, kind of I had a moment this week where I could see that things were different. Like, you know, they didn't need me as much as they do. And I can say I don't necessarily miss screaming and melting down. Like I watched this little kid at the poolside just fully lose it.
Yeah.
Completely irrationally lose it.
Yes.
And as I walked off with a nice cold beverage in my hand and my kids doing whatever they wanted to and being free, I was like, sorry about your luck, bro.
Yep.
So I don't miss that. But there are moments when it's like my kids, like my boys, they have to choose to want to be around me, not like they have to. And that, there are some tough moments there.
Yeah. I don't know.
I was at the Indianapolis Zoo. Wonderful zoo if you've never been. I was at the zoo yesterday with Olivia, and she was just like, let's go see the walrus, Daddy. And I was like, all right, kid, let's go. And I just immediately almost started welling up because I'm like, man, I'm going to miss those times. But then like 17 minutes later, she's just freaking out because of we had to put SPF albino sunscreen on her because she's right. The palest little ginger girl in the world. And I'm like, I'm not going to miss that.
Yeah.
But I will miss just her reaching out for me and being like, let's go do something fun together.
Radio Theology, woo! Presented by Olivet Nazarene University right here on 99.5 ZPL. Let me tell you what you're doing. You're driving right now. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. It's going to be 84 and sunny today.
Gorgeous.
It's going to be a great Sunday. You're in the car with your kid.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And you're asking me, how do you know that, Darren? Well, because I know our target demographic. And you are young mothers driving right now around town. Maybe you're going to breakfast. Maybe you're headed to church. Maybe it's a sporting event. I don't know. You could also be a dad.
He knows.
Yeah. But you're driving around, you're thinking to yourself, you know what? We're not making it to church this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And if we did, I would feel really awkward having a conversation with my kid about said church things.
Yes, yes.
So what we've done here at Radio Theology, because we're here to serve, we're here to help, we're here to bring a little faith, hope, and love to your life each and every Sunday morning here at 995. We're doing a segment we call Bible Stories.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. What we've done is basically take stories that might be kind of hard to understand if you're reading the Bible. Maybe you got a Bible that has a bunch of thousands and those, and you're like, what the heck is that about?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we boiled it down to a kid's story so you can understand it. Maybe you're with your kid. They can understand it. A little fun time in the car presented by Radio Theology and 99.5 ZPL today.
Yeah.
Read by the one and only Lisa Graft.
Such a good radio voice.
That same night, in amongst the other stars, suddenly a bright new star appeared. Of all the stars in the dark vaulted heavens, this one shone clearer. It blazed in the night and made the other stars look pale beside it. God put it there when his baby son was born, to be like a spotlight, shining on him, lighting up the darkness, showing people the way to him. You see, God was like a new daddy. He couldn't keep the good news to himself. He'd been waiting all these long years for this moment, and now he wanted to tell everyone. So he pulled out all the stops. He'd send an angel to tell Mary the good news. He'd put a special star in the sky to show where his boy was. And now he was going to send a big choir of angels to sing his happy song to the world. He's here. He's come. Go and see him, my little boy. Now where would you send your splendid choir? To a big concert hall, maybe? Or a palace, perhaps? God sent his to a little hillside outside a little town in the middle of the night. He sent all those angels to sing for a raggedy old bunch of shepherds watching their sheep outside of Bethlehem. In those days, remember, people used to laugh at shepherds and say they were smelly and call them other rude names, which I can't possibly mention here. You see, people thought shepherds were nobodies, just scruffy old riffraff. But God must have thought shepherds were very important indeed, because they're the ones he chose to tell the good news to first. That night, some shepherds were out in the open fields, warming themselves by a campfire, when suddenly the sheep darted. They were frightened by something. The olive trees rustled. What was that? A wing beat? They turned around. Standing in front of them was a huge warrior of light, blazing in the darkness. "Don't be afraid of me," the bright, shining man said. "I haven't come to hurt you. I've come to bring you happy news for everyone, everywhere. Today, in David's town, in Bethlehem, God's son has been born. You can go see him. He's sleeping in a manger." Behind the angel, they saw a strange glowing cloud, except it wasn't a cloud. It was angels. Troops and troops of angels armed with light. And they were singing a beautiful song. Glory to God. To God be fame and honor and all of our hoorays. Then, as quickly as they appeared, the angels left. The shepherds stamped out their fire, left their sheep, raced down the grassy hill, through the gates of Bethlehem, down the narrow cobble streets, through a courtyard, down some steps, past an inn, round a corner, through a hedge, until at last they reached a tumble-down stable. They caught their breath, then quickly they tiptoed inside. They knelt on the dirt floor. They had heard about this promised child, and now he was here, heaven's son, the maker of the stars, a baby sleeping in his mother's arms. This baby would be like that bright star shining in the night sky, a light to light up the whole world, chasing away darkness, helping people to see. And the darker the night got, the brighter that star would shine.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Story time.
Gosh.
I feel like I need a snack after that.
I know, right?
Is it snack time?
Yeah, we should have been passing around Cheerios. Apple juice.
Somehow I'm wearing a onesie zip-up pajama thing. What is going on? Lisa, you've got the best radio voice. You could sell me anything on the radio. Seriously.
There you go. Future sponsors.
Wow.
Keep that in mind.
As it came in and your voice turned, I was like, I'm at somewhere getting a great story time right now.
Warm
and fuzzy.
I feel loved.
If you're still in the car with your kid having that conversation, you know what? Maybe just ask them what they thought about that. This is a great chance for you to drive and have a conversation. I found in my life, even as my kids are older, that some of the best conversations you have are in the car with your kids. I don't know what it is. It's like, since you don't have to actually look face to face, they'll just be honest with you.
That might be it. Like, no direct eye contact. I get that. That's okay. No,
don't look at them.
So enjoy it. Have a conversation and courtesy of us. And maybe talk about, I love that part of the story, where the good news story comes to people who
who, you know, would at least expect to get good news. Maybe have a conversation with your kid. Who in your life right now do you feel like maybe just needs to hear some good news? And maybe before the end of the day, you could call them and say something encouraging to them and be a messenger of good news. And you guys have that family discussion wherever you're headed on this beautiful Sunday morning. This is Radio Theology presented by Olivet Nazarene University on 99.5 ZBL.
Have you ever been in church and had a moment like,
I'm confused.
Wait. What did he just say?
I can't hear him.
I think I'm a little lost.
Where are we?
Now's your chance. Ask a real pastor real questions. Ask a pastor.
Welcome back to Radio Theology on 99.5 ZBL. Our segment called Ask a Pastor, and we've got a great question coming in all the way from Canada this morning.
That's
and
right.
If you want to jump in the conversation, you can, 317-228-1099. But here's a question we received on Twitter.
All right, this is from @Karina_Lee. She says, hi, I recently listened to Radio Theology's interview with Niall Horan from One Direction and discovered that Radio Theology also has a three-hour Sunday time slot on the ZPL radio station, a mainstream pop music station. This is really fascinating to me because I am also a Christian and I have never heard of a mainstream station giving time to a Christian or faith-based program, at least not in Vancouver, Canada, where I'm from. I'm curious to know how, as a Christian organization, you reconcile the music that's played and the lyrics that may be counter-scriptural on the radio station that you have an affiliation with your values as a Christian. As a Christian myself who does listen to and appreciate pop music, it can be challenging to reconcile my own principles with what I enjoy listening to. What would you say to Christians like me, given the unique position and opportunity you have working with a mainstream pop radio station? I think you would really have some great insight, and I would really appreciate it. Thanks so much for taking the time to get back to me.
Awesome. Very cool. Thanks for the question. If you've got questions similar to that or maybe just different, go ahead and please send it to us on Twitter. We'd love for you to be a part of the conversation, or you can always call in when we're live on your hair at 317-228-1099. It's a great question. You know, as a real deal pastor and us as a team here on the station being Christians, how do you reconcile some of the songs that come on? I joke around. Some people ask, but hey, I like the show, but I thought it was funny. You didn't like your thought of the day. And then it went right into, you know, Sex by the Kitchen or whatever it's called. Sex by the Fire with, you know, with Bruno.
Versace on the floor.
Versace on the floor, yes. What I love about Bruno's music is it's very versatile, his topics.
right.
Is, you know, my thought on this is, for one, I want to thank, you know, ZPL. I think she's right. I don't know any other station that has given us a platform to do this or anywhere across the nation. So I love that ZPL, you know, takes the risk to let us, you know, try to fill the airways up with a little more faith, hope, and love and make our city a little bit better place and hopefully encourage people. But for me, I try to put this in the what I call, actually, I'm stealing this from Wayne Jacobson, who was on our show a couple of weeks ago, what he calls the Jesus lens. And I think one thing we have to realize, if you are a Christian, is you got to put on the lens of seeing everything in the way that Jesus would have done it. And I think one of the things we miss is that I think as Christians, we completely lose our privilege to be offended if we're actually trying to make a difference in this world. Whereas if you think about everything that Jesus saw and experienced, like when he is at a wedding party or he's at a dinner with prostitutes,
yeah,
like let's be honest, like they were actually prostitutes.
Yeah, like legit, that was their profession.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess if you're at a dinner with notorious sinners, it said, right, yep, and some of them being prostitutes, probably there were some conversations happening around the dinner table that could have been offensive to Jesus. And he wasn't necessarily endorsing their life or their conversation, but I think because he was there to represent love and the bridge he was building to folks, you see that he gave up his right, if you will, to be offended. And so here on the show, for me, I'm not, you know, we're not creating Bruno Mars's music. I don't necessarily agree with Bruno Mars's lifestyle, but I love Bruno Mars, and he has the right and ability to make me tap my foot and make things happen. And for us, at least for me here on Radio Theology, I want to take the opportunity to make God's love accessible and applicable to your life. And if I don't necessarily agree with something maybe being said on a song played after we do that, that's okay with me. I'm not, you know, making that music, but I'm here to take this opportunity to use the opportunity and go ahead and let go of my ability to be offended or have all of my values put on top of everything else.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, one of the first things that we were trying to do when we set out with it, when ZPL was like, hey, do you want to have a radio show about God, basically? And we're like, what? And we all kind of jumped at the opportunity. One of the things that I remember you saying, Darren, about like one of your hopes that the show can become is helping create a conversation about faith, about hope, about love that becomes normal. Because sometimes, I mean, it can get very awkward when you're talking to people about anything related to church or religion or faith or God or Jesus or any of that.
Yeah.
It can be immediately walls go up. And what we're really trying to do with the platform that we've got is just really help people understand that, like, it doesn't have to be an awkward conversation. Like, it can actually be stuff. I mean, we've heard on the show callers who one story inspires another caller and helps them in their life that day. And it's just like, what a cool bridge between really Hoosiers who and people all around the world. I mean, this came from Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah.
You know, so trying to help people understand that. And if a Justin Bieber song or an Ed Sheeran song or a DJ Khaled song or whatever is coming up after we're talking about Jesus, like, that can actually happen. The two don't have to be mutually exclusive.
Yeah.
And I think that the trick goes into, like, well, are you condoning that? No, we're just on the air talking about things that actually really matter.
Yeah.
And there happens to be an Ed Sheeran song talking about, now my bed sheets smell like you. Although you're – which son of yours, Darren, said now
– my youngest one, Knox. We're in the he that song came on and got done. He's like, oh, Dad, I love that song. Now my butt cheeks smell like you. And I was like, nope, not
that. That's not butt cheeks.
Not yes. butt cheeks.
I know that's all I hear now that I hear the song.
But the conversation didn't get better because he's like, well, then why does his bed sheet smell?
I was
like, no, not a conversation we're having now.
Yeah, well, I think that's where the conversation would change if it's like you're – like, I would protect my kid from this music, probably, you know, because I don't want to have conversations like that until I absolutely have to.
Sure. Yeah,
you know, like, that's where I'm like, ooh, but she's three. It's fine.
Yeah.
You know, but that's where I'm like, well, that's where the conversation would change into something else. But for now, absolutely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about love and faith and hope and let's do it.
Yeah, if you got some input on that, or maybe you got another question, you can always call in 317-228-1099 and give us your thought on that. But and like we do every week, we try to do this Ask a Pastor segment. And if you've got something you've been thinking about for a while, and maybe, you know, a lot of times church isn't conducive to actually raising your hand and asking a question, you can always email us, follow us on Twitter. You can send us a direct message on Twitter, or you can call in 317-228-1099, and we'll do our best to answer your question. And we're going to think, what was her name again, Ryan, that was coming from?
Karina?
Yeah. From Canada.
Yeah.
Reaching all the way up to our bros into the frozen tundra of North Canada.
America's hat.
That's true. Does that mean we're worldwide?
I think we are.
International.
Yeah. We are the number one radio theology show in the world.
At least North America.
At least North America.
We need someone from the UK to call next time.
Anyway, so that's our segment called Ask a Pastor, and we'll be back here in a little bit, and we're going to leave you with some Charlie Puth, because I know how much you love Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
This is 99.5 ZPL. This is Radio Theology.
It's the thought of the day with Pastor Darren.
So anyway, like I said, I just got back from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, down there, and it made me think this. Here's the question this morning. Would you rather your kids, or maybe even your friends, choose you because they have to, or maybe because they need something from you? Or would you rather them choose you because they actually want to? Now, when I got back from this trip to Myrtle Beach, my oldest son, Cole, like I said, was down there playing baseball in a tournament. And Myrtle Beach is one of my favorite places to vacation. My wife and I have been going there for vacations really since we got married 16 years ago. And this trip was different in a really cool way. Because, when our kids were much younger, I remember when my kids never left my side. They weren't with me because they chose to be. They were there because they needed to be, because they needed to stay alive. In those days, like, my greatest fears were they'd fall in the pool and drown, or they'd get lost on the beach. And I can remember those years when my boys would want to jump to me in the pool, and they would jump and jump and jump, and I'd catch them and put them back in the pool deck, and I feel like I did that probably 10,000 times a day. And then there were those years of the afternoon naps, the diaper changes, and the absolute meltdowns that made no sense whatsoever. These were great vacations, but they were stressful. And my boys were always with me because they had to be. They had no choice in the matter. They chose to be with me because they needed me, and they had to be there. But this year was different. This year was weird because my boys are old enough now that they could be on their own. My 12-year-old, my 10-year-old, they'd walk around with their buddies on the beach. They'd swim. They'd play wiffle ball on their own. They really didn't need me for anything. Shoot, they could even go order their own Shirley Temples from the bar. That got a little expensive. But one of my highlights of the week was when my 7-year-old Knox, he asked me to take a couple laps around the lazy river with him. He chose me because he wanted to, not because he had to. It's actually what love looks like. And you know what? It felt really good for me as a dad. But on my 12 and a half hour drive home yesterday, I got to thinking about my relationship with God. You see, God doesn't really need me for anything. He doesn't need anything from me. In fact, God chooses to spend time with me because he wants to, not because he has to. And the scriptures say it like this, that the God who made the world and everything in it, the master of the sky and land, doesn't live in custom-made shrines or need the human race to run errands for him, as if he couldn't take care of himself. He makes the creatures. The creatures don't make him. And starting from scratch, he made the entire human race and made the earth hospitable with plenty of time and space for living so we could seek after God and not just grope around in the dark, but actually find him. He doesn't play hide and seek with us. He's not remote. He's near. We live and we move in him. Can't get away from him. That's actually what love looks like. And that really feels good to me as a son and a child of God. I hope it feels good to you too, friends. Because this morning, God has chosen you not because he needs something from you or because he has to. He chooses you because he loves you. He's near to you. He's for you, not against you. And that, my friends, is your Radio Theology Thought of the Night, presented by Olivet Nazarene here on 99.5 ZPR.